Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That was Donovan Mitchell yesterday after the loss. Speaking to reporters, it is Jonathan Peterlin here with you guys on Afternoon Drive. Spencer will join us coming up in a couple minutes. But I want to ask you guys, 216-474-0092, are the Cavs just a regular season team now? And I think until proven otherwise, I don't know how you can call them anything but that. Now, the term I've been using for months on end and why I believed in this team when it comes to the regular season is anytime you're young and you're athletic, you're going to be good in the regular season of the NBA. For months, we've been talking about the idea that the regular season and postseason basketball might as well be two different sports, though. And the Cavs are learning that firsthand. Right? They're figuring that out, and now you got to try to make the adjustments. Until further notice, I will think of this Cavs team like I think of the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore Ravens are juggernauts in the regular season. They consistently go through team after team. Doesn't matter if it's the Chiefs. Doesn't matter if it's the Bills. Doesn't matter if it's the Lions. Past couple seasons, we've seen the Ravens have more impressive regular season wins than any team in football. And what happened in the postseason? Back-to-back seasons, they win one game, and then they get bounced. Lamar Jackson's 3-5 in the postseason for his career. He is not a consistent postseason winner. And last year they beat a Steelers team that, as we all know, the wheels were falling off and there was nothing there. Nothing attached to that team at all. They're a good, good postseason team. They're a great regular season team. And until further notice, that's what I think the Cavs are going to be. Just like the Ravens beat up on the Steelers, we beat up on the Heat. And then the first sign of any sense of a real, actual postseason team that we have to go up against, you fold like a cheap suit. And so that's how I look at this team. That's not the biggest insult in the world. It's just reality. And Ravens fans have had a great time winning as many games as they've had over the previous 3 years. We've had a great time winning as many games as we've had over the previous 3 years. But you got to win in the postseason. And that's what this is all about. And yeah, Jared Allen, a couple years ago, when he said the lights were too bright, I don't think he knew it meant for each passing season after that as well, but that's become their reality. You know, people dog Lamar. He can win a million MVPs, doesn't matter, until he wins some real postseason games. This is how you're going to look at him. That's just reality. I don't make the rules. We just abide by them. 216-474-0092. Daniel and Parma up next on The Fan. What's up, Daniel?
What's up, man? I love your show. I love listening to it and talking Cleveland sports, but one thing I want to talk about is what the Cavs need to do in the offseason, and I think it's fair to say it's time to break up this core four and go for a player like Giannis if we can't get it done year after year in the postseason.
So, Daniel, and I appreciate the call, man, as always. The second apron is just going to limit that right now. Now, if we find a way to get under the second apron, we can go from there. But as of right now, you can't trade for Giannis. This is now, and we'll bring Spencer in the mix. Spencer, you ready to go?
I am ready.
What's up, man? This is now the second Giannis phone call we've taken today. I'm telling you guys right now, this second apron is killing me from a sports talk radio standpoint. I'd love to have Giannis conversations. I'd love to talk about KD. I'd love to talk about Booker. I'd love to talk about Ja. I'd love to talk about Zion. All these guys, we can't do it right now with the second apron.
Yeah, I love dreaming big. I love that fans are dreaming big. I like that that's where we're at after this unfortunate loss last night and the series loss over the last week or so. But you're right, the second apron is going to really, really restrict what this team can do. I heard your conversation with Danny that was obviously alluded to that or got into that a lot. Just the idea that there's only so many moves this team can make, and it all sort of starts with breaking up the guys that they have here and trying to swap out pieces and parts that you currently have under contract to sort of make the money work. But man, like I've tried to listen to as much of the show as I could before I got here, and you've covered a lot of it, but I still am just at like a loss of words.
Let's start here.
Which isn't a good place to be for a radio show because we're supposed to talk about this thing. But yeah, I just don't know.
That could be a problem. All right, let's start here. Do you look at this team? Like I just made the example. I think they're now the Ravens. A very good regular season team. I'll take the Ravens up against anyone in the regular season. Moment they get to the postseason, though, you have no belief in that team. Nobody at this point believes in Lamar Jackson in the postseason. 3-5 in his career. Until further proven otherwise, I feel like that's what this Cavs team is right now. Very good regular season team. No one's going to believe him in the postseason.
Yeah, if you're trying to find the NFL equivalent, I think that's it for sure. I mean, what's the conversation on Lamar every single year when the season starts? It's great. He's putting up these big numbers. He's doing these great things. He's electric as get out. But is he going to do it in the playoffs?
Which is the same conversation we've had about Donovan Mitchell going back to even the Utah days. Never made it out of the second round. There's two NBA players we talk about never making it out of the second round. It's Donovan Mitchell. It's Joel Embiid.
Yeah, those are the two names. I think that's probably a fair equivalent if we're like looking for a cross sport example. I also think too, and this is like my since game four, the way they played in game four, JP, where they just looked absolutely, they got dog walked by the Pacers. Yeah. And they looked like they didn't want to be there. They looked checked out. They looked like it was 100% like 1-2-3 Cancun in the huddles they were having along the sideline. Like it was bad. And since that game, I've had this overwhelming sense of all the people who call into the station and call them frauds all year, all the people who called into the station and said, just wait till the playoffs. They're going to prove again that they're not built for this. Mr. Buckley, who calls in all the time and talks about how the Knicks are a better team.
He's just a Knicks fan.
That's my point. All those people get to be right. And I think that's what's so frustrating to me is part of it is, yes, I bought the fool's gold in a way. Like I believe that this year was different. I thought that they had sort of learned and from their past experiences to get above these things and jump these hurdles, clear these hurdles that they're trying to clear. Mm-hmm. I convinced myself they had. And then on top of that, like not only did I think that, like I doubled down on it by defending this team all year and saying, listen, like just wait, they're going to prove it in the playoffs. Everyone was picking them. Everyone was like, they're going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's going to be them and the Celtics. It's going to happen. They're too good. You don't win 64 games and have the offense that they have and you know, fluke your way into the situation and then just for it all to dissipate in the playoffs. History shows you they're only the second team that had that many wins and didn't get to I think they're only the second team that didn't get to the finals out of like 17 teams or whatever it is that have ever done that. Like, history says this was in their favor. This was the year it was going to happen, and it still didn't. They still didn't get there. So, that's what's frustrating to me is I tried to defend this team. I did, and then Game Four happened, and then last night happened, and you're reconciling with how this series all played out. And if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Like they are the exact same team they've been the last 2 years, and I do feel for Donovan Mitchell to a degree. At the same time, like, you know, they built this team around him. He backs this team, and he doesn't do it the LeBron way where he forces guys in and out of the situation.
Well, he might start, though.
He might need to if he wants to get any further in the playoffs.
We know he wasn't too thrilled with JB by the time the end of last season happened.
That's
maybe,
very fair.
Maybe he comes in, and maybe all of a sudden it is Jared Allen that's packing for whatever reason. Even though he seems like he likes Jared Allen, he seems like he likes Darius Garland. At some point, though, this isn't let's become best friends with everyone. This is we have to go ahead and win some games and win some playoff games.
Unless you're Dame Lillard, I guess. Because that was always Dame. James' big complaint was like, the league is too based in championships or nothing else. And like, what if I just have a great career and I go be a Hall of Famer? Like,
yeah, which is the exact opposite mentality that Donovan has shown us the entire
time.
Well,
and that's the thing. Donovan's
a killer.
I think Donovan knows that he does. Like, I think Donovan recognizes, like, if he doesn't win a championship, he could still go on to be like this all time great player and people will see him that way. But I also think, like,
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying, like,
It is championship or he's not considered 25 years from now.
No, that's fair.
It's not a Cavs fans. Like, Cavs fans, we'll recognize him the same way we recognize, like, AC and all these other guys.
Let me put it to you this way. I think that Donovan is somebody who can, like LeBron, when he was here, he knew if he didn't win a championship, at least one, and he knew he had to win multiple, that, like, he couldn't live with himself in his post-career life.
Right. He would have stayed here till he got one done.
I think Donovan is somebody who, like, he can live with himself if he never wins one, but he at least wants the taste of doing it. Like, he wants to be able to get there and try to win one. And if it comes up short that he doesn't get there because he has to go through these other teams and it just never happens, I think he can live with that. But not getting out of the second round is, yes, that's a blemish on his resume for sure. But yeah, my largest feeling on this all is just, like I was saying, I can't believe I fell for it. All the people that had stuff negative to say about this team all year, they get to be right. And I hate saying that. I don't want them to be right. But they're right about this team until further notice. And further notice, by the way, isn't going to be until what you were talking about before I got in here, next April. Like, that
is... you don't have a shot until you actually play playoff games again. And we're not even going to look at it like the first round or anything. You got to advance deep into the playoffs.
Yeah. Like, second round is now the barometer of, like, okay, how good is this team? If they coast through the first round again, no one's going to care. It is going to be about what you do in the second round and beyond in the postseason. So you got, like, basically an entire calendar year before anybody really gives the Cavs any sort of respect in terms of understanding who they are, what they are, and if they actually are a contending team.
All right, 216-474 to below 92. Are the Cavs just a regular season team now? Do want to get some of you guys involved. Josh in Grand River, what's up, Josh?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good afternoon. So when we were about, I'd say, 10 games out before the end of the season, I started watching our other competitors, and I called in and I said, Indy and Detroit were going to be two of our biggest teams that we would face adversity against. And it turned out that Indy was the team that we faced the most adversity against. I think a couple things that maybe could have been done, as in less minute restrictions, because everybody on the team looked so gassed in that series. And if they would have played a little bit more, maybe they would have been ready a little bit more, as in to go that hard.
Josh, so I see what you're saying, and I want to explore that for a second. I appreciate you, man, as always, because it's something I keep thinking about with Tibbs and the Knicks now. Tibbs gets accused of running everyone into the ground, and it's not an accusation, it's reality. He runs everyone into the ground, which, Spencer, they had to have Mikal Bridges had to have a team meeting and then talk to Tibbs about what a problem that was with like 3 weeks left to go in the season, okay? Yeah. Like, it's a real thing. Tibbs has always done it to his players. But then you look up and you see him now potentially in the Eastern Conference Finals, and you're like, well, maybe that part of it is right. Maybe these guys weren't prepared to go ahead and play these more physical playoff games, where not only did you need more minutes, but you also needed more excruciating and harder minutes.
So I want to make something. I want to make a distinction here on what I think is important. I think what Tibbs does is crazy.
He goes to the extremes.
And his players...
But Brunson's ready to play 50 minutes in a playoff game if it goes to overtime.
His players speaking out on it, I think, speaks to this, like how players in this league now operate. Like, they don't want to do that.
Also, to Tibbs' credit in this conversation, that was about a month ago when everyone thought the Knicks were cooked and buried.
Yeah.
So like, no one ever says nice things when things are going
poorly. For sure. But I want to look less at the Knicks and more at the Pacers, because I think there's a difference between... like running guys into the ground the way that Tibbs does and making them play this crazy amount of minutes that he does with his guys.
Yeah.
And just straight up like playing at a different pace and style so that you're ready for that. Because I don't like look at Tyrese Halliburton averaged 33 minutes this year. That's only like two more than Donovan. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like he was being run into the ground and that's why the Pacers were more conditioned. They were just conditioned because the style that they played, they've been doing it for a lot longer. They had been full court pressing. They had been moving up and down off of teams' makes. They were running up the floor trying to get on the offensive end to try to make a bucket. Like, they were just used to that. The Cavs weren't. And so I think it's more about like the way that the Cavs play versus Kenny Atkinson having done anything wrong in terms of like trying to ramp up minutes. I don't think he had to make them play 40 minutes or more a night to make them feel like, okay, now we can run with the Indiana Pacers. I think it was just about like stylistically, they need, like we thought they were up-tempo. They need to be even more up-tempo if they're going to take a team down like this. So I think that's the important distinction to make.
All right, 216-474-0092. Greg Rosenthal joining us at 440. We'll get into the schedule. We'll get into some things that the Browns have to do. But you guys are hot on this, as we thought you would be. So we'll stay with it. We'll stay with your phone calls. Are the Cavs just a regular season team now? And will this change how you watch the upcoming season as well? It's Jonathan Beadle and Spencer German, Afternoon Drive with you guys right here in The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.